Making New Year's Resolutions Last. Nomi Bodlani, Head of Direct and Private Clients at Allen Gray. As the new year starts, many South Africans will be setting New Year's resolutions, including financial and investment goals, to improve their future. Most people consider the start of a new year the perfect time to set financial goals. However, without the right support, it becomes easy to give up when faced with hardship, says Nomi Bodlani, Head of Direct and Private Clients at Allen Gray. Recent research by PLOS ONE, a peer-reviewed science and medicine journal, on the success rate of New Year's resolutions suggests that not all resolutions are equally effective. The research finds that people who set approach-oriented goals and receive support along their journey are more likely to achieve them than those who set avoidance-oriented goals or do not receive support. Approach-oriented goals focus on taking active steps towards an outcome, e.g. save a stated portion of your salary towards an emergency fund, which you aim to accumulate within a fixed time period, while the passive latter relies on self-restraint and the avoidance of undesired outcomes, e.g. avoid unbudgeted consumption or spending excess cash. Support can be as simple as identifying someone to encourage you to remain committed to achieving your goal, or more structured, in the form of partnering with a financial advisor. The study conducted among over 1,000 people found that 58.9% of those surveyed considered themselves successful in achieving their approach-oriented goals a year later. In contrast, only 47.1% of those who set avoidance-oriented goals felt the same. The study also revealed that participants who set interim goals and tracked their progress were significantly more successful in achieving their resolutions. Bodlani says that while investing for the long term can be challenging, introducing key milestones along the journey can help investors remain focused and achieve their goals. Interim goals can motivate you to keep going or galvanize you to take more action towards a goal that is in the future. Break down larger goals into smaller, achievable milestones. Tracking your progress will help you to stay motivated and focused on your long-term objectives, she says, adding that time is a critical factor in investing. Markets tend to move up and down, but time smooths out this volatility. Put simply, this means that if you anticipate some bumpiness and don't give in to the temptation to disinvest when the market dips, you can benefit from the uplift when it comes. Time also allows you to benefit from compound growth, earning return today on return earned yesterday, she explains. Below, Bodlani offers 5 ways to think about financial resolutions in 2025. 1. Do you have an adequate emergency fund? Bodlani says that this is a must-have in today's world. Prioritizing emergency reserves will assist investors in preserving their long-term investments for their intended purpose. Individuals should aim to accumulate at least 3 times their monthly salary, invested in a low-risk unit trust like a money market or interest fund. Lifestyle changes, such as paying off expensive credit card debt and setting up automated savings to pay themselves first, can make saving for emergencies easier. 2. If you are investing for the long term, such as for retirement or young children's tertiary education, it is important to consider options that include growth assets, like equities, that should be able to outperform inflation in the long run. 3. Prioritize the future of your loved ones by drafting a will or updating your existing one. Statistics suggest that at least 2/3 of South Africans do not have a valid will in place. Having a valid, up-to-date will ensures that your estate will be distributed according to your wishes. In the absence of a will, assets will be divided among family members by applying the rules of intestate succession, which divides an estate according to a set formula and may limit family members' inheritance. 4. Diversify investment risk by going offshore. As the adage goes, don't put all your eggs in one basket. In today's interconnected world, where various social, economic and political factors affect how markets perform, it is important to have a diverse investment portfolio that includes an offshore component. Through offshore investments, you can ensure that your risk is spread across different markets as they go through cyclical ups and downs, while still protecting capital and yielding favorable outcomes. Investing offshore will also give you access to companies and sectors that aren't available locally. 5. Try to avoid dipping into long-term investments for short-term needs unless you really have no other option. In a two-pot world, where it may be tempting to access a portion of your retirement investment, it is important to see how this can undermine your retirement prospects. Withdrawing a seemingly small sum today has both immediate and long-term repercussions. In the short term, withdrawals are taxed at your marginal tax rate, rather than the more favorable retirement tax table, and, more concerningly, any withdrawal means losing out on years of growth on that portion and having less at retirement. If you are not sure where to begin with setting financial goals or know that you struggle to stick to your plan despite your best intentions, consider working with a good, independent financial advisor. Financial advisors are well positioned to help clients create a personalized financial plan, manage emotional decision-making and take the necessary actions to make progress towards achieving long-term financial and investment goals, concludes Bodlani. Ends. Author at Nomi Bodlani, Alan Gray plus posts Investing Amidst Election Season, The Power of Preparation, Not Prediction, How to Set Smart Money Resolutions. Women's Month. Risk is an essential ingredient for long-term investment returns. Share on your socials.